Can you give me a brief dictionary definition of what the Dictionary of American Regional English is?
Yes, it's a record of words and phrases and pronunciations that vary from one part of the country to another. It's a historical dictionary, so we try to get the earliest example of every word as well as others up through that word's history. But it's also based on a massive project of fieldwork that was done between 1965 and 70, when fieldworkers went out to 1,002 communities all across the country and asked them the questions in a huge questionnaire. There were about 1,700 questions, and they had to do with time and weather and food and clothing and farming and school and health and all sorts of things, everything having to do with the words we use in our daily lives.
In many ways, the methodology is sort of like, well, it's like an oral history project, isn't it? It's reminiscent of maybe what was done during the New Deal where, you know, people went out across the country and interviewed people about their past.
Yes, in many ways, and particularly so because the field workers were equipped with reel-to-reel tape recorders, and they were asked to make recordings of the people who answered the questionnaire. So those people were asked simply to converse with the field worker and also to read a set story called Arthur the Rat. And the result is that from the readings of the story, we have magnificent phonetic evidence using the same text in 1,843 samples of American English. So it's a great source of comparative information. But through the conversations, we have an amazing oral history of mid-20th century America.
So now after 50 years and, what, 6 volumes, right?
Yes.
The Dictionary of American Regional English is going digital.
Yes.
No more visiting towns and cities across the country, conducting face-to-face interviews? Or?
Well, not face-to-face interviews, but the work is not done. With the digital edition, we intend to continuously update it, adding new entries, changing earlier ones, adding new information. But we have also just begun a new pilot study, again here in Wisconsin, where we are trying to find out what has happened to the vocabulary in the last 50 years. So we're taking the old questionnaire, we're deleting things that we know are totally obsolete, like plowing with oxen, and we're adding new questions to reflect changes in society in the last 50 years. And we are starting in Wisconsin using not a face-to-face interview, but an online interview. And if that turns out to be successful here, then the hope is that we will take it nationwide.
What types of questions, new questions, will you ask on the survey? Can you give me an example of one or two?
Yeah. What do you call that cardboard thing you put around a hot cup of coffee so you don't burn your fingers?
Well, I don't drink coffee, so I don't know the answer to that.
Well, you could put it around a cup of tea. We know that it's variously called a wrap, a sleeve, a collar, a jacket.
Okay.
Or what do you call the raised area that goes across a lane of traffic to slow cars down? It can be a speed bump, a speed hump, a sleeping policeman, a silent policeman. And I've seen signs in Sacramento, California, where they just call them undulations.
Will there be an opportunity for respondents to record themselves on this new digital survey, saying words like socks or roof?
Yes, there will. The new survey will also have a period of free conversation, so we can determine how conversational speech differs from read speech. But people will read the same story of Arthur the Rat, so we have comparative examples in the same places over 50 years, but they will also read a very carefully selected list of 100 words. And these are words like socks, though I don't think it includes socks, that have been shown to differ significantly from place to place. So that will provide a lot of very good comparative evidence.
How about a book form of the latest edition, or will it just exist online?
I think it will just exist online. It's very expensive to print books like this. Each one is about 1,100 to 1,200 pages. And people tend not to want to take up shelf space with 3 feet of books. So I suspect that the digital edition will be our future.
Do you think regional, cultural, and linguistic differences are fading as our population becomes more transient?
I don't think they're fading, but I think they're different. There's a linguist at the University of Pennsylvania who has been studying shifts in pronunciation over the last, say, 30 years, and it's clear that although the very distinct pronunciation differences of 50 years ago are not as distinct as they used to be, there are still very different patterns of pronunciation that are developing. So it's not a matter of homogenization or fading away of major patterns. It's simply a matter of change. And again, that change is different in different places, both in terms of speed and quality.
How will the nation's increasing diversity affect language? Or maybe I should ask it this way. How has our new diversity changed the native tongue? Have you seen evidence of that?
Certainly, a lot of words that come from other languages have been incorporated into American English, and that's one of the things we'll be looking for in the new survey, whether in conversational American English we adopt and accept foreign borrowings with absolutely no qualms and with sometimes without even realizing they are borrowings. For instance, if you ask about the name for a mom-and-pop grocery store, 50 years ago, we only got a couple examples of bodega. But now, I'm sure we'll get examples of bodega all across the country because the influence of Spanish speakers is so prominent.
If you had to pick one factor, and you've been with the Regional English Dictionary for a number of decades, right?
I've been here since 1975, 38 years.
If you had to pick one factor that has had the greatest effect on our language recently, what would it be?
Oh, my goodness.
Would it be technology? Would it be the computer?
Well, I'm not sure that that's true, because with computer language and computer technology terms, they tend to sweep the country without regard to regionalisms or folk culture or conversational speech. So in terms of regional variation, there isn't much in terms of technology. So one of the questions that we're going to ask is what you call that little device that you put into a computer so that you can transfer information from one machine to another. And we know that it's called a flash drive, a jump drive, a thumb drive, other things as well. My guess is that those will not be shown to be regional, but I don't know that for sure. So technology, yes, has certainly added a huge number of words to our language, but they don't tend to affect us regionally. For regional speech, I guess I would say that, yes, the media do influence what we understand, certainly what we recognize. And for vocabulary, we can easily pick up new words by hearing them on television or on the radio. In terms of pronunciation, we're much less likely to change because of what we hear. And you can listen to Barbara Walters on television and understand her and recognize that her speech is different from your own, but you're not likely to change your speech to match hers because television is not an interactive medium. Our speech, to a very large degree, depends on our personal communication, either face-to-face or by telephone or whatever. So it's not just a matter of receiving information, it's participating.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you where I'm from originally, where I grew up. Let's see if you can figure out where I'm from by this sentence, okay?
Well, I think that's a tough challenge, but go ahead.
Okay, well, you're good at what you do, so here we go. For lunch, I'm going to have a grinder, some Johnny cakes, and a coffee cabinet.
Oh, well, the cabinet is Rhode Island. Johnny cake is also New England. The grinder is as well.
No, you hit it right on the money. I'm from Rhode Island. So, very good.
Well, I'm
impressed.
Example.
Dr. Joan Houston Hall is the chief editor of the Dictionary of American Regional English, a recent winner of the Emory Medal. Congratulations, Dr. Hall. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you very much.